Speedstation, StephAnnouncer.com.
Minutes past 11, you're on the Stan Barron Show. I have a couple of finals I'm going to give you here in just a moment. Do you know the signs and symptoms of venereal disease? If you don't, you better find out, because your health is in danger if you're not treated. For medical assistance or information, contact the Erie County Health Department VD Clinic, room 262, second floor, Edward Rath Building, 95 Franklin Street, Buffalo. All information is kept strictly confidential. Former Bison Bill Goldsworthy scored at 17:39 of the third period, and Minnesota now leads Toronto 5-2 in that NHL game. As you know, Buffalo was beaten by Boston tonight 4-1 and just about locked up fifth place. In the World Hockey Association, Minnesota slugged Chicago 7-4, and the other game was Los Angeles Sharks over the New York Raiders 6-2. Now, I want to mention this. A friend of mine in Niagara Falls by the name of Pete Mara has a basketball publication. You know, it's kind of a dope sheet he puts out each week. And his final edition of the season has been the long-range forecast on both the NCAA and the NIT. And I thought I'd just mention this once and provide 50% embarrassment to Pete, and then not mention it again because I don't want to embarrass him anymore. Now, he picked Maryland over Syracuse, and that was right. But he picked Pennsylvania over Providence, and that was wrong. He picked Marquette over Indiana, and that's been wrong. He picked Austin Peay over Kentucky, and they are leading Kentucky at the half by 4 points. But he picked Memphis State over South Carolina, and that was wrong. He picked Southwest Louisiana over Kansas State, and that was wrong. Well, I don't know that he's wrong yet about South Carolina, but South Carolina is shellacking Memphis State at the half by 15 points. He was wrong on Southwest Louisiana because Kansas State beat them. He picked Long Beach State over San Francisco, and they're leading by 6 at the half. And, of course, he picked UCLA over Arizona State. He picked them by 18 points, and I think the spot today was 23. Now, the funny part is, just to advance it the rest of the way, Maryland, which did get through to the regional final tonight, is one of his to go all the way to the national final. And UCLA was the other one, of course. But he has picked Maryland over UCLA in the NCAA championship. He picked Minnesota, as everybody else has, to win the NIT. So, I'll tell you one thing. It'll be like the time I picked Montreal to win the Stanley Cup the year that Boston was picked by just about everybody else, if he is right about Maryland upsetting UCLA. But even with all my nerve, I wouldn't dare make that pick this year. I just wouldn't pick against UCLA. I wouldn't even pick President Nixon against UCLA. 23 minutes after 11. I mean, in a basketball game with all those Secret Service guys on your side.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?